Promise Ring. I think the Promise Ring's creating art. They're a good band, but there Britney Spears is dog shit.
But I'm sure she, like, delineates between the two.
What are you doing?
I'm just stretching.
Why are you... Come sit back down. I have to do things today. I'm not going to give you 5 minutes. I'm going to keep recording. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the second install, episode 64 of the Through Being Cool podcast. Informed, concise, not really. Nick, you get 3 breaks. You've already used one.
That was three breaks for podcasts.
That's a stupid thing to say. We will never do 3 breaks through podcasts. What are you doing?
I'm lighting this candle.
Oh, okay. Is it a fart candle? Hey, man. You want to read that? You want to start off strong? Thanks, you guys. Tune in episode 64 through Being Cool podcast. Informed, concise, not really. Knight Riders, unite and witness us. Nick, we got a fucking email from Joe. This episode, we're going to do emails from Joe, and then Nick's going to try to convince me on why Halloween is cool. He has prepared his argument. I'm excited to hear his argument. I, on the other hand, dislike Halloween very, very much so. Nick is just standing in his kitchen. What are you looking for?
My cell phone.
You threw it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nick threw his cell phone when he started ranting on about a Gabriel Iglesias.
Not good!
I don't even think we're saying the guy's name right. Isn't Gabriel Iglesias Enrique Iglesias' dad? I could be your hero, baby.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Fucking they're both not good.
Yeah, you know. You could take my breath away. I'm going to play that song on the break. It's a song I'm going to play on the break. So this is our Halloween episode.
Ooh.
Ghosts. Ghosts and Frankensteins, Wolfmans and monsters, and girls dressed like sluts. But it won't be their fault, Nick. It won't be their fault when they dress with their titties out, because titties out's not consent, but it's teasing. And teasing makes boners hard. Nick, you want to talk about my medicine situation?
Yeah, let's talk
okay,
about that.
Okay, so I have been... Nick knows that I don't like to take medicine. Because when I do take medicine, I like to really, really take medicine. So what I did this week is I started getting a little bit of a sinus thing.
A little bit of a boner.
I got a little bit of a sinus thing. So I took some...
Started getting a little bit of a boner.
No, listen to me. Started getting like some NyQuil type thing going on. So I was like, all right, I'm going to take some NyQuil. I got an itchy throat, upset stomach, diarrhea. I'm going to take some NyQuil. It's not true. I had like allergies. So I'm like, I'm going to take some NyQuil. Took some NyQuil.
Itchy throat. So sneezing a lot. I've got a huge
boner. So I throw the NyQuil back and I'm like, all right. Oof, man. Ooh, NyQuil. I got a headache. I should probably take some of this Tylenol with the codeine that the doctor gave me because this tooth thing I got going
on. Cool.
So I took a couple of those.
That sounds neat.
Then I was like, you know what? My throat kind of hurts. I should probably
take 4 more.
No, I was like, I should probably take this prescription cough medicine I was given 6 months ago. So glug glug glug.
Cool.
Yeah, it took some of that.
All
and
of
then,
this sounds awesome.
Then
give
I
me
was
some
like, then I was like, I'm tired, but like I really want to play some NHL. I'm gonna drink some coffee. So I haven't slept, but
good.
If I were to piss, it would just be like a thick medicine jelly.
Jelly piss.
Just fucking, yeah, like right outside my eyes, like from here over, a fucking fog. Like I can only see like straight ahead. Anything over here.
You don't need to.
I don't need
That's
to.
That's why.
It's just a fog. I probably shouldn't have driven over here.
No.
Don't drive on drugs. Idiots.
Dude, fucking anybody can drive.
Yeah, they even let women do it.
I know.
And they are not good at that.
They are the worst.
That's why they're inventing self-driving cars, because they're like, look, if they've let women start driving, we have to counter this with robots. That's the only way to listen.
Even Asian.
Do you think a woman could nag her car like she can an actual driver to the point where the car just like, get out, opens the door and ejects her out of the back
seat? Hashtag not all women.
Oh, okay. Hashtag not all Cat Williams fans. If you want to do that, right.
This one.
What?
No nagging.
Yeah, well.
At all.
Give it time.
No expectations.
Wait. Just wait.
No expectations. Hashtag no expectations.
Just wait. She'll
hashtag
be, like,
be brave.
She'll say something like, I think it's his exit. And you'll say like, no. And then you'll pass it. And it will have been that exit. And then you will never hear the end of it. Because she'll be like,
no, that will never, that will for sure never happen.
Turn it that exit.
I'll explain why later. But that will for sure never happen. Terrible example.
I got accused of being sexist, like someone not jokingly.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of sexist. Mostly.
Well,
mostly just because you're full of hate.
No, I think I get accused of being sexist because like,
you're mostly full of hate as
a joke.
I like
to make the general lame joke because I think it's funny.
By proxy, make you like only like 15% sexist. So you're like 75% sexist.
I just wish they'd all shut up.
But like 50% of the shit you say is just as a joke.
I might vote for a bitch.
So that only makes you like 15% sexist, which is way less than most people.
Well, like I'm just saying right now, man, I can't be doing math right
I'll
now.
Grab girls' pussies.
All right, let's go ahead.
Can we talk about this motherfucker?
The politics stuff?
That's rape talk.
Okay. I'm going to say the same thing that Brian Posehn said about politicians. He's like, I don't talk about politics because they're all crazy and they're all rich and they're all crazy. So when are we going to stop acting surprised when a rich, crazy person says something crazy? What I'm saying, like at this point, it's like, just stop paying attention. It's just like, like we joke about it, right?
But well,
like,
what's funny, he's not a politician though.
Exactly. Like that's what I'm trying to tell
people.
He's
just a regular piece of shit.
Yeah. When people are just kind of like, we're like, oh, he said grab by the pussy. Like, of course he did. And he probably said something 10 times worse before that and 1,000 times worse after that.
Yeah.
Why are we giving this guy, I'll grab her by her pussy. Of course he would say some shit like that. Why wouldn't he say some shit like that? Nobody's ever told him no. He's grabbed a bunch of pussies. Probably.
So I've grabbed some pussies.
So stop fucking, like, I just don't, like, as someone who is totally down for this to happen, still kind of am, it's just like, stop being surprised when, like, oh, he said that we should build a wall to keep all the Mexicans out and that there's some bad hombres in here and I grab one by their pussies. It's like, he says crazy shit. Just let him say crazy shit. Stop attacking for saying crazy shit and just let him keep saying crazier shit. Wait till he calls, like, says, like, coon or some shit like that. Wait for him to say something like that or, like, refer to somebody as, like, spooky.
It's fucking,
just wait for
his it. Ratings will go up.
Yeah. Oh, have I told you my theory on this?
Hmm?
It's a theory that I heard about
Read
from...
Read that last text message. I don't know. It made me laugh.
Who's that?
Her boss. It's funny, right?
It's funny. But like, it's just, it's that whole celebrity, like this, he's a celebrity. And what do you do when you want a celebrity to go away? You stop paying it attention, right?
Yeah.
Until they do something that's so fucking crazy that they almost ostracize themselves out of relevance. If we would all just like, can you believe that Trump did this? Like, I can. And you should have been able to. And if you weren't and you didn't, you're dumb. Like, just fucking stop it. Like, everybody, like, I cannot wait for the election to be over so everybody can stop talking about it. I know we're talking about it right now. I get the irony, or I'm sorry, the hypocrisy in that. It's just like, he's a crazy person who's never been told no. So he just continues to do crazy things. And when someone tells him no, he goes, but I wanna. And then everybody's like, you can't do that, Donald. But I can. I got all this money. And they're like, well, that is how America works now. So I guess you're kind of right. I'll grab him by the pussy. Don't say that. But I wanna. We know you do, but you shouldn't say it. I did. Okay. Like, just start treating him like the annoying autistic kid in the back of class. Donald's yelling some shit again. Just ignore him. We'll stop yelling.
Have you... Like, I think we talked about it once before.
Stop paying him any attention.
Have you seen that Louis C.K. show?
Louis?
The bar show?
No, I don't.
Okay, so on there, there's...
person I know who likes his comedy. I don't like anything else he does.
I'm not crazy about the show, but... But on that show, they delivered a message that was kind of interesting to me. So, you know, it's a bunch of people like sitting around drinking, just bullshitting.
Yeah, cheers.
And they're talking about it and about Trump. And one of the guys said, "We're gonna elect him." And everybody, it's set in New York, you know, so everybody's kind of like more liberal. And they're like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" And he's like, "Look," he's like, "He's a broken person." And they're like, "What?" And he's like, "He's a sad, broken person." He thought the money would make him happy, and it didn't.
No.
And now he thinks that being the president is going to make him happy. And so we're going to vote for him, and we're going to let him have the job. It really, really doesn't mean anything. And maybe it'll make him happy, because this is America. And that's what we do. Like, if that's your dream, we're going to fucking let you have it. And then maybe it'll make him happy, and he can die a happy man.
I was completely on board for Trump to be president until he elected or he suggested that Pence is going to be his vice president because Pence is a devil person.
I'm going to be honest. I really didn't care if he won until after I heard the grab him by the pussy thing.
I'm more upset.
Seriously, that's that. I mean, I'm being honest.
Yeah.
That's rape talk. And you know, that shit really fucking upsets me.
Have you been on this show before?
If he, so
rape talk.
If he said it as a joke, you know, I mean, we love saying terrible stuff.
Right.
That's one thing. Maybe it's locker room talk. Maybe. But you can't, I'd prefer to assume that it's not than
there's
it
a,
is.
There's a time and a place for it. When you're wearing a microphone in front of another guy, that just to me, that's just like, you're dumb. You thought you could say that and no, you thought you have a microphone on your body and you said that. You're dumb. You have no self-awareness. That was my problem with it more than anything else.
You got to admit, it's more rapey. It's rapey.
Yes, 100%. But my bigger problem with it, and this is going to put me in that sexist corner, is given this show, like given us and like given like talking to my friends.
We say the worst thing.
We say the worst things, but we're aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
He's not self-aware enough to know that you're about to be interviewed. You are mic'd up. You have a live microphone on your person with another person who also has a microphone.
He's not smart.
Exactly. That was my problem with what was said, is I was like, okay, he's not aware enough.
He's average intelligence, but he's not smart. I'm probably smarter than he is.
There's no probably about it.
And I'm not that smart.
Well, that's debatable. But
I'm pretty fucking smart.
I look at it as
not as smart as Joe.
He says... That's obviously true.
Like not as educated as Joe.
We're not going to walk into a job interview and say the worst things in the world. But you and me right here amongst friends, even with these, we're going to say the worst things in the world.
Close to it.
Like
we're going to say the worst things in the world and then cut half of them out.
What scares me about him now is like, I'm like, oh my God, he might actually be like, there's something like he's not self-aware enough.
He's a fucking idiot.
If he goes into it, like, if he does get elected and he goes to some foreign country.
And I'm here to say, you do not, for sure, do not have to be smart to make money.
No.
Because I know a lot of people who make way more fucking money than I do who are really fucking stupid.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, I'm afraid, like, he's going to go someplace. Like, he's going to go into, like, he'll go to China, visit somebody, and, like, they'll be like, ching chong, ching chong, 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 ching chong. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he'll do that. And then you're like, oh, fuck. Like, that could start a goddamn war. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that could start.
No, he's a cunt.
Like, it's the lack of
Donald
self-awareness.
Cunt.
I'm sure no one's ever.
He's a cunt. He's a cunt.
And then,
he's
like,
a fucking he's a rich, privileged piece of shit.
And I don't think people are aware of how evil of a human being Pence is. He was in charge of a state where
I think Clinton's an evil human being as well.
Fuck you, but at least all on Front Street. At least it's all on Front Street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's things.
But here's the thing for me. If you're going
to
be...
You can't put into legislature that you have to give funerals to your abortions. Pence did that. Pence is a...
What?
Pence is a crazy Christian. Like...
Oh, are you fucking serious?
No, and here's my problem.
So he's a fucking idiot too.
Yeah, so here's my problem with Trump is
I
now,
assume if you're a Christian, you're kind of a fucking idiot.
Well, we've always had that suspension of disbelief argument. But like, my problem with the whole Trump thing is, of course, like Trump's a bad person. Like he's a bad person. Yes,
if you're a traditional Christian.
But he is also smart enough to know that if he aligns himself with not only the racists, but also the Christians, no offense, America, that's a big enough pot to pull from, or you could turn things.
It's so fucking stupid.
It is.
It's so gross.
It is. But think about this. Like, Trump doesn't know how to be the president. Trump has no political experience at all, right?
He's a fucking idiot.
So he's going to get into office. He's going to sit there. Who do you think he's going to take orders from? This crazy Christian dude.
I don't think he's going to... No. I don't think he's going to take orders from anybody. I think... I honestly think he's going to get
impeached
in there and do fuck all.
But if he gets impeached or quits, which I think he will do,
I think,
just to prove how big of a scam
I think the
is,
GOP will probably kick him out before he ever wins. Because I sincerely think that there is a connection between him and Hillary.
There is. There's no way there's not. That's why he won't release his financial records. Because
you heard about the emails, right?
Yeah.
Like they intentionally backed buffoons.
Yes.
I mean, it's on. It's literally on. Like, to use your words, it's on Front Street.
Yeah.
Like, what's his face? For Julian Assange, like published that shit on WikiLeaks. And they straight up like backed people who are buffoons.
Well, anyone who was
so they'd be easy marks.
Anyone who's between 26 and probably 35 in the 90s, you saw Trump and Clinton together all the fucking time.
Yeah.
So that's why my age group, And I was talking to a guy at work about this because he made a very good point. He's like, no, the reason
they were at his wedding, right?
Yeah. He's like, the reason things are where they are now is because people of our age group didn't give a shit about politics to the point where now the only people in charge are the old people.
But here's the thing. It still doesn't fucking matter.
No, it doesn't matter. And that's like,
they don't, the executive branch doesn't matter. No, the court justices,
yeah.
Congress, that fucking matters.
Right.
But really like the executive branch, tell me what changed between Obama and fucking Bush.
It became the Gray House.
What changed? But for you,
the White House got way cooler.
What changed?
I'm the wrong guy to ask.
Nothing.
No, you can't.
Nothing.
We are white.
We're taxed the same.
We're white people, Nick. We are white males. It's going to be fine for us no matter what.
I know.
So that's why, like, whenever someone asks about politics,
so fucking lucky.
Whenever someone talks about politics, I'm always like, I don't want to talk about this because I am a white male. I'm going to be fine.
Check your privilege.
Like, it's just, I'm going to be fine.
Check it.
That's what happens. Like, I'm going to be fine. But having a big beard and tattoos, I'm also going to get pulled over more than anybody else I know. Yeah. I'm going to do a DUI test every time I know. But if that's the thing, if that's the price I have to pay to not have to be like fucking.
Did I tell you last time I got pulled over? When I was wearing short sleeves, guy asked if it was my car.
No shit.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Because it's a $25,000 car.
No shit. Yeah. I just always get asked how much have you had to drink. And I'm like, it's fucking 8:30 in the morning. I'm on my way to work. Fuck you. I'm in uniforms and I work for Samsung.
Yeah.
He's like, how much have you had to drink tonight? I was like, I'm in uniform. I don't work at the drunk store. I'm going to work. And he's like, I don't need the ad. She was like, I don't need to be late. Even though I'm the boss, I'm in charge. Yeah, but you didn't think that either, did you? Copper, man. Yeah, dude. Fuck. It's all about politics. It doesn't fucking matter. It's all bullshit. It's all bad for you. If you don't think the lizards aren't fucking, this is all the proof you need.
I wish there were lizards. That would mean there's some fucking master plan, but there's not. That's the unfortunate thing.
I think there is a master plan.
There's not.
I agree to disagree. I am not that they're lizard people, but I'm like, if you guys needed any more fucking proof that this wasn't all fucking set up by higher ups years ago as a way to pull the fucking wool over our eyes and be like, the illusion of choice isn't even an illusion anymore. It doesn't fucking matter.
Here's the sad thing.
Old white dudes are always going to give what old white dudes want until someone takes out all those old white dudes. Kill them.
Kill Whitey,
man.
You heard it first.
It's not first. I've been yelling that for years. Old white people will always do everything they can, no matter what, to sustain
name of
the
episode,
lives.
Kill Whitey, happy Halloween.
Of old white people. Let's do a letter from Joe. Let's change the subject.
I need another cup of coffee.
Go get you a cup of coffee.
We'll be right back.
No, we're not going to be right back. I'll just do plugs. All right. Follow us at TB Cool Podcast on Twitter, through Being Cool Podcast on Instagram. Also, hey guys, it'd be really nice of you if you would share the show with your friends. Send them links. Tell them, send us their name. We'll say their names on the show. Joe sent us a list of names and I read them shits.
Joe's the worst.
Joe's the best. Also, we need more questions. Fucking send us questions at Twitter or on Twitter at TB Cool Podcast.
Does Zog still listen?
Yeah, does Zog still listen? I told him that I was having one of the Zog's guys. I was like, hey man, I'm having trouble with Podbean. It's going to be a little bit. He's like, hey man, maybe you should flick it. Because the beans like to be flicked. And I was like, man, fucking these guys. Yeah, the reason I'm kind of glad Kenny and Wes aren't here is because Joe sent a fucking beefy email.
Of course.
A fucking big old beefer of an email. And I'm okay with that. Fucking send his emails. We'll read them. We ain't got shit going on.
He's a beef mail kind of guy.
I know two things about Joe. He flies planes and he sends beefy emails. Beef mails.
Body emails.
Dude, my fucking body feels like it's goddamn glowing.
That's awesome.
No, it sucks. No, I don't want you to fucking kiss your straight ass.
Joe sends a full figured emails.
Joe sends us emails. Joe, send us fucking emails. Lorenzo,
hey,
where are you at?
Hey,
Lorenzo?
Hey.
Just send it. Lorenzo, send us an email. It's just like, hey, man.
Send
what's
us,
up, dudes?
Send us fucking emails.
Joe.
God takes emails.
Oh, that's the worst.
Suck God's dick.
Suck God's dick. Take the Lord's word down your throat. Fucking let it stew
swallow
in your stomach. Let it
the
give
Lord's
you,
come.
Let it give you nutrients, then fucking dump it out.
Shit out the Lord's
shit come. Out the Lord's word.
Shit out the Lord's
in
come.
In your mouth and out your butt, thy is the whole of the law.
God, that's the worst thing.
What, Christianity?
That's the worst thing we've ever said.
No. No, it's not. That's
one of the worst things.
No, the worst thing I ever said.
Do what thou wilt.
No, the worst thing I ever said is if you believe in God, you're stupid. That's I said that like early on.
Do what thou wilt. Love is the whole law.
And I don't mean that. If you've got that thing, do it. But,
hell Satan.
You know, oh, fucking 100 times. Hail him. There you go.
Hail Satan.
There it is. Hey, you want to read this letter from Joe?
You didn't say it.
I just said hail Satan. I always say it.
Hell.
Even when I'm not saying it, I'm saying it.
Can we play in the break? Can we play Mountain Goats, best ever death metal band out of Denton?
We sure can.
Yeah,
I've heard it. I've liked the Mountain Goats. I've seen the Mountain Goats.
Hell Satan.
Don't go see them. They'll just play songs you don't want to hear because that's what happened.
Yeah, that makes sense. They're hipsters.
They didn't play any songs.
They're the oldest hipsters.
God. Me and Emily went and saw them, and I was like, at her hour and a half of them playing, they were done. And I was like, I recognized one fucking song. She goes, yeah.
They have fucking 100,000 songs. They have too many songs.
We both were
and
like,
they all sound like acoustic guitars with fucking drums in the background.
But we were both
their music's
like,
fucking boring.
They were good.
They're fucking boring, though.
No.
I like them, but they're fucking boring. I listened to them at the gym the other day while I was running.
Did you fall asleep?
Huh? No, I was doing my West impression.
Oh.
And, and it was fucking boring, man.
Trivia!
I listened to like 10 of their songs, and they all sounded the fucking same.
I love the Mountain Goats.
I love them, too.
Yeah.
But all their songs sound the same. It's fucking boring music.
Me and Emily went and saw the Weaker Thans. I was like, fuck yeah,
I love the Weaker Thans.
Do you?
Yes.
Or do you just really like two songs?
No. I love the Weaker Thans.
All right.
Left and Leaving and Reconstruction. Reconstruction.
All right, I'm going to pull up those. I'm not going to play those songs, but I'm going to pull them up so I can tell you.
And you know who else I've been listening to? This band called Typhoon. You ever heard them?
Yeah, I don't like them.
What?
I don't like them.
Ugh.
That's not into it.
You're the worst.
That's definitely not incorrect.
You don't like them?
I don't like them.
I think you're thinking of a different band.
Do you really like... Do you really, really like the Weaker Thans?
Yeah.
Or do you just like the songs Aside, Watermark, and Pamphleteer?
No. Okay. I really, really like it.
Because I realized after going to see the Weaker Thans that I only really like three songs, and the other 15 they played, I was like, this is fucking boring.
There's not a song on Reconstruction or Left and Leaving that I don't love.
Yeah, Emily really, really likes them. We went and saw them a couple years ago. They played for fucking ever.
I like them.
All right, are you ready for an email from Joe?
You're buff as shit.
Yeah, I'm getting like to the point where like shirts are Shirts are starting to kind of look stupid.
Take your titties off. Let's kiss.
Like, I put on a fucking plaid shirt that used to be kind of baggy the other day, and I was like, here we go. Here we go with my body. I'm trying to transform. I'm trying to get Luke Cage big. I don't want to be ripped.
Yeah.
I just want to be strong as fuck. That's like all I've
been doing.
Why don't
you take your shirt off? Let me kiss your nipples.
No, they're my nipples, and they're not what for kissing. They're just there as a display that I was once a female.
You look good.
Yeah, I do. You should see me with my cock hard.
I want to.
No, that's
I'm
only.
I'm just kidding. That's put only, your cock up. Patrick!
No, I only pull my cock out when the ladies are on their backs.
You guys don't know, but he's saying this while he's pulling his cock out and shaking it at me. He's smacking it on the table.
Just my nuts.
That's your definitely what if your when dick. You I got can see a, your bell in.
What if when you got hard, your nuts got hard too?
I like the word bell.
I love that word. I like knob.
Like if you had like a little monster dick underneath. Underneath your regular dick?
And it was like, ah! What's that?
I don't know. I saw something.
We should kill him. All right, you want to hear this email from Joe?
Yeah,
want to read this email from Joe?
Go ahead.
Nick, you get the coffee and read this email. You got to do the song.
Joe!
It's a good song. All right, so this email is from Joe, uninterrupted by Kenny and Wes, brought to you by the KWW podcast. It's emails from Joe. Knight Riders, as always, I'm loving the podcast. Keep it up. You are all in top form, which means I'm pretty sure I'm on some sort of government list somewhere now that I've written in. Yup. I'm trying to spread this joy like the venereal disease that it is, and I've got at least two guys infected. Awesome. We got two new listeners from Joe. I will not be writing a novel of a letter this week. Sorry, Kenny. Grad school has been beating me over the head like a redhead stepchild. Sorry, Pat.
Bragger.
Not a balding redhead stepchild. That was mean. School is intensely important to me because I love what I'm learning about, and I expect that this graduate degree will get me farther than some random chucklehead that never went to college. Sorry, Wes. However, I did have time to do some more cool Not Nick stuff. Hashtag Not
What's
Nick
funny
stuff.
Is Wes probably makes more money than all of us combined.
Sorry, Nick. And went hiking through Zion National Park this week. We'll talk about your hiking after this. I took a couple pictures for you guys.
Oh, I'm in good shape right now.
I know it's an old meme for you guys. I know it's an old... Okay, I'm sorry.
I've been having cums all over town.
I took a couple of pictures for you guys. I know it's an old meme from the show, but I hope that pussy is still relevant. It will never be. I don't want to live.
Pussy.
I don't want to live in a world where not screaming pussy kind of like a question isn't funny. It'll always be funny to me just because of that picture she posted. Also, I included a non-edited picture because Zion is just fucking amazing and I wanted to share. We're going to post those pictures on our Twitter, so thank you very much, Joe.
Awesome.
All that being said, here's an answer to your question. Kenny, I got this from an article on Gawker. I didn't have time to write it myself, but I chose one of the longer quotes to fill out this letter to the appropriate size. It's the whole fucking article. This comes from Lars Ekman, PhD professor of medicine at UCSD Medical School, Division of Gastroenterology. Interesting question. In theory, ingesting your own stool should not be harmful as long as it is clean, i.e. not contaminated with with the stool from others, as might occur by contact in a toilet bowl.
How would that happen? How would your shit touch your shit?
Here's what I said. As might occur by contact in a toilet bowl. So if you were to shit directly into your own hand, you could eat it and not get sick. Let me read this. Furthermore, there may be a theoretical minor health benefit in doing so. Bacteria in the colon.
There might be.
Listen, bacteria in the colon. Don't you wes this. Bacteria in the colon can metabolize non-absorbed food use materials, fiber, and generate useful nutrients, e.g., examples.
Tetanemusel.
Vitamins
don't
such
eat
as.
Don't shit.
Vitamins such as biotin or sugars and amino acids from fiber and other undigested materials that are only partly absorbed during initial production.
Do it.
The rest
eat
is
your own
excreted
shit.
With the
eat
stool.
Eat your own shit.
Wait, hold
listen
on.
Cat Williams,
hold on.
Gabriel
hold
Iglesias.
On. Stop.
Go
let me
fuck yourself.
Reuptake of these nutrients
waste
by
of
ingestion
space.
Of stool would give a second opportunity for absorption in the gut. In fact, coprophagy. It looks like coprophagy, but I don't want
to
call it that.
Show it to me.
In fact, see right there? What's that word, Nick? I can't read that word. What is that word?
I guess coprophagy.
Ah, there we go. Coprophilia. Let's see. In fact, coprophagy in mice, a normal behavior, helps to extract extra energy from food compared to mice that are prevented from caphagy. However, any theoretical biological benefit is heavily outweighed by our strong aversion. How do you say that word?
To shit.
To coprophagy? Is that how you say
I'm guessing coprophagy.
To coprophagy. The primary reason for that is probably the unconscious awareness that stool is often a source of infections in humans. Because
is often a source of yuck.
Because we do not... Source of yuck is the name of the episode. Because we do not get to ingest clean stool, but rather mixed stool from other people. Practically all foodborne infections are ultimately transmitted through the stool, fecal, oral, so we have a very good reason to stay away from stool as much as possible by hygienic measures, toilet construction, separate drinking, and water waste systems. Having said that, an increasing medical interest exists in stool transplantation, where normal stool gets ingested by patients.
Coprophagia?
Okay. Okay, so where normal healthy stool gets ingested by patients who suffer from certain forms of diarrheal disease caused by use of antibiotics.
Certain forms of yuck.
The challenge is to standardize the stool preparations and formulate them in ways that are acceptable to patients. Pat and Nick, I hope you noted the callback to a Laser Brain episode in there. Misinformed question of the week. Oh, wow, we already addressed this. His misinformed question of the week was, what about the inevitable Trump presidency are you guys most excited about? I want to watch the world burn. It's pretty much my answer. Joe, I did notice the reference in there because remember we were arguing about how Rob worked at a hospital, and in order to get some of that girl to shit, they put some of her mother's shit in her own butt.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's a shit transplant.
Right. This is talking about you can do that, but if it's clean enough, you can fucking eat it.
Do you need to?
But do you want to?
No. I don't want to eat shit.
So yeah, Kenny, eating your own shit wouldn't necessarily make you sick. As long as you shit in
your own... What about eating ass?
You have to shit in your own clean hands.
If you eat ass, you're kind of eating shit, right?
I'm going to get some Purell. I'm going to clean up my hands all stupid type. I'm going to fucking duke it right in there, and I'm going to fucking gnaw down on my fucking shit locks. I'm going to get in there and be like, oh. And then I bet I get fucking strong as hell. And I'm like, Patrick, what proteins are you ingesting? I'll be like, hey, this is going to gross you out for a second. My friend Joe, who's a pilot, told me that I could eat my own shit.
You can do anything you want.
You goddamn right I can.
You just have to live with the consequences. Dude, all
right, so I've been having a really rough, like, finding...
Conscious
shitness.
No.
We'll get back to this, because I want to talk about this
more. Hashtag not a joke.
A guy at work who left yesterday. It's his last day at work yesterday. We all went and hung out last night.
What the hell?
And I've been having a really hard time finding motivation to like
poop.
Well, you can wait. You can wait 20 minutes.
Man.
I was having a really hard time finding motivation to do stuff, and he'd been drinking. And one of his friends was like, he's just like, well, sometimes you just have to go out there and you just got to get a shit job. And the kid like took a long drink of his beer and like stared at him while I did it, slammed his mug down, and he was like, according to Patrick, and something I took to heart, you don't ever have to do anything you don't ever want to fucking do. And I'm just sitting there going like, oh, fuck. Like, that was the motivation I needed to, like, want to do, like, having someone else, this sounds so fucking lame, but, like, knowing that I said something in passing that stuck with somebody and might have led them to make a better life decision, I was like, there it is. What I'm saying is that is the first person that I've heard do something with the advice we've given on this show.
Whereas,
like, I love Joe to death, but like, you know,
you're
motivating him
worse.
To want to go to school. You're motivating him to want to go to school. Whereas he's like, no, 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 Patrick, you can eat your own shit.
Thanks for the feedback, listeners.
Thanks, Joe. I can't get over these fucking pictures of him in front of a canyon and just the word pussy. These are getting, can I post these on the Twitter, Nick?
Yeah, why do you have to, why are you asking my permission?
Because you're on the show. It's a fucking
Why do people fucking ask me permission?
I don't know, man. Shit?
Constantly. It happens all the time in my life. People ask me, like, hey, is it okay if I do this? I'm like, fucking stop asking me. Don't ask me permission.
I've just started going,
live your life.
Do you think you should do that?
Live your life.
Turn it around on them. Do you think you should do that? Oh, fuck.
Do you think you should do that?
Because then they just stop. What? Even if it's like, can I borrow a pen? Should you borrow a pen?
That's mostly what I do at work, is just ask questions.
That's
are you following the procedure? Is this the right thing to do?
Should you be following the procedure?
Has anything changed about the procedure?
Do you think
are you doing what you're supposed to be doing?
Should I kill
you? No. You're right. I didn't say anything. I made no declarative statements. Yeah.
I made you question your own procedures.
Is this the best way to do this? Is this the smartest way to accomplish this? No, Nick, you're right. I'm not right. I didn't say anything.
You passive aggressive fuck.
If you were my boss. That's what they pay me a lot of money to do.
If you're my boss and you say that, like, fuck you, do your job. Tell me yes or no. I need to have someone to place the blame on.
Mostly
Patrick,
what I do.
Patrick, where'd it go wrong? Nick told me to.
I get paid mostly just to tell people no.
Oh, man, that must be nice.
It's awesome.
I spend most of my time going like, I mean, yeah, I could waive shipping, but like, whatever. It's my job.
Are you supposed to waive shipping?
No. Shouldn't. But I do it anyway.
Is that the right thing to do?
It's the wrong thing to do. I waive the shipping. I always waive shipping because that way they only have to call me once that day instead of calling me 5 times. And I try to find as little time to be on the phone as possible in my job. So if I can give you next day shipping for $30 and then I don't have to hear from you for the rest of the day, I'm going to give you that $30. I'm like, here you go. It's yours. Take that.
You know what I like doing? I like coming and glued on somebody because they never fucking expect it because I'm so mellow at work most of the time. I don't know. It's kind of fucked up, I guess, but like it kind of makes me laugh. It kind of makes me.
Yeah, man, you've kind of gotten mean these last two episodes. Like, I don't really know. It's a change of pace. I don't disagree with it. I'm not saying that I don't like it. I'm just saying.
You ever do that though?
Emily over like the most trivial shit. Like we'll be in the car and like I'll make a pun and she won't laugh and I'll just start like slamming my hands on my knees. And being like,
wait, what is your favorite map?
Yeah. Oh, dude. The fucking. All right. So, like,
who the fuck buys a white pumpkin?
They were arguing about cuticles at work.
Yeah.
About whether or not guys can get manicures. And
you're
I was like,
pretty
yeah.
cuticle.
Yeah. Oh, let me get there. And my friend who sits next to me had like.
They're called manicures for a reason.
His hands were all chewed up, just gnarled, just rough looking hands.
Yeah.
Looks like he built boats with only his hands.
Ooh.
And no tools, just all hand, a hand boat, a real hand boat man. And
hand boat man.
And the girl was like, oof, I don't know about your, you should probably
floaty hands.
You should probably get your hands looked at. And I was like, cuticles? More like buticles. Look at these pretty bastards. Nobody laughed. I just started screaming. That was funny. You're all wrong. Fuck that. I didn't yell fuck that, but I was like, you're all wrong. That was funny. I spend a lot of my day convincing everyone around me that I'm as funny as I know that I am. And then just giving
what's
people free
really
stuff
funny is that you said that I know that I am.
Yeah. That's a funny joke.
You like Cat Williams. Fuck you.
Beauticles?
You don't know funny.
Beauticles?
That's funny.
That's a word. It's word
I would have
laughed. Yeah, everybody should have, but they didn't. Laughed. And that's why they're wrong.
Yeah.
I've started making wild assumptions that I know people get upset with. Like, oh, if you don't like that joke, it's because you support slavery. They're not even related.
Just, fuck
like,
you. That's funny.
Because then they're just like, what? No, I don't. I don't hate slavery. That was a funny joke then. Well, this guy owns black people.
Ooh, I got something. Can we, if I tell you something, can we cut it out?
No.
Okay.
It's not how this works. You say something, it goes up these little wires into this box, and a series of ones and zeros gets put on here. Just say it.
On the internet?
Just say it on the internet.
No.
Nick, be brave.
No.
Hashtag be brave.
It's not, no.
Well then, hey, so let's talk about something we can't talk about on the show. It's Halloween, Nick.
Halloweener.
We got 20 minutes. Let's talk about Halloween.
Halloween.
Favorite costume.
Halloween.
It's your I don't like naked. Halloween because I eat candy all year long and
underwear.
I like being comfortable. Costumes are uncomfortable to me. So I don't like wearing them.
Yeah.
So I don't like Halloween. I want to be comfortable. I'm uncomfortable in Halloween.
I love I love the Halloween stuff. I fucking hate Halloween parties. I hate grown-up Halloween shit. I don't like it. It's yuck fest. Girls dress like sluts, and it's fucking stupid.
I don't like Halloween for the same reason I don't like Stranger Things. I don't like kids.
I like, but I love like Halloween. Like
you like the decor.
Genuine Halloween. Like I like, so my ideal Halloween, I sit at home, I drink beer, I give kids candy, and I watch Halloween movies with a naked girl.
Do you let kids come over here?
I don't let them in.
Last
with their
year,
gross fucking sticky fingers. I've got hardwood floors. I'm not fucking letting
them
in.
You want to know what I did? You don't want to know what my favorite Halloween memory is?
What?
I haven't told anybody this till right now. Last year, I sat on my porch eating candy, and when kids came buying costumes, I went, nah, dog. I did it like three times.
You're the worst.
Because they were trick-or-treating on the neighborhood, and I was like, I wonder if I could pull this off.
There's a lot of young couples in my neighborhood. A lot of young couples, a lot of retired people. And
a lot of retarded people.
So they, a lot of, there's...
That wasn't funny. That was kind of mean.
A lot of kids come by.
Yeah, just fart it. Fart it out. Fart out that gas.
I farted.
Hey, Joe, research for you. Could you look up the dangers or positives of ingesting your own farts? Now that we know that you can eat your own shit as long as it's pure.
The risks and benefits.
Pure shit of your own ass.
Pure butt shit.
Pure shit from your own butt. We know that because Joe fucking went out of his way to explain that if you eat your own pure shit that's untouched by a toilet or someone else's doo-doo, if you eat that, you're going to be fine. Could you please find the benefits of eating your own farts? Nick, you're wasting what could be good
I'm
health.
A fart cannibal.
You're wasting what could be good.
When are we going to Utah?
I don't know yet, man. We're not talking about that right now. We're talking about Halloween.
Let's go.
We're talking about Halloween.
I want to go for Halloween.
I don't know if I have vacation days. I don't know how my job works.
I have to go to Plymouth,
what
Michigan.
Is that? That is not where Utah is.
Week after next.
Ugh.
And then the week after that, I'm free, so let's go to Utah.
Nope. I got things I gotta do that week. I'm gonna go see Dillinger's. I'm going to see Dillinger's game plan in Atlanta. Like, I'm not even kidding. It's their final tour, man. I'm going to that shit.
This works for me for everything else.
Well,
you've come met, on.
You fucking Emily can have her legs spread going like, do it to me. And I'll be like, I can't, I have things I have to do. I'm a selfish person.
Come on.
I'm trying to think.
I'm going to go without you.
That's fine.
I'm going to Utah.
Let's
so,
fuck yourselves the fuck out.
Guys, listeners, all four of you.
I don't think the listeners would be surprised if, like, Patrick didn't come. No, he didn't want to.
he hates you guys.
I think he'd be like, no, I love those guys.
Oh, he hates.
But I think he'd understand, like, it seems like he had a week off and want
to
stay at
He's
home.
He's not allowed to.
That.
He rapes.
How close to schools are you guys?
Oh, he rapes. He's not even supposed to be here right now.
My favorite Halloween memory, I dressed like Jar Jar Binks right after episode one came out. Got booed as I walked up and down my street.
Remember?
Not a joke.
Remember your idea for a Star Wars themed restaurant?
Oh, Jar Jar Drinks?
Admiral
Snack Bars.
Yeah, Admiral Snack Bars. Yep. And the name and where they had the booze was going to be called Bar Drinks.
Yeah, Jar Jar.
Bar Drinks.
Yeah, it was Jar Bar. It was Bar Bar Drinks. Yep.
That's my joke.
Oh, dude, we fucking went on that tangent for years.
Yeah.
And then they actually opened one up and I got mad about it.
It's just a pop-up bar, though.
Yeah, but still, man.
It's supposed to be like the cantina.
Well, individually wrapped guacamole, my idea, and everybody laughed. Now look at it. $1 million industry.
Holy guacamole.
My name was way better.
You don't know that company's still successful.
I see them every time I go to Kroger, and it's an example of my failures.
I remember you didn't talk to me like the rest of the time we were. So Patrick and I used to live together. Every episode, somebody's first episode. Patrick and I used to live together, unfortunately. And
for who? The neighbors.
Yeah,
that old that's lady. What that I mean. That old lady that I secretly called that the city on because you wouldn't cut her grass. Cut your fucking grass.
She was old.
There were snakes in my yard because of her grass. Okay, fuck you. That guy over there.
Trim your pussy, you old bitch.
That guy over there. That guy next door to you. His grass gets too tall. You ask him to mow it. He doesn't do anything. You're calling the city, or here you got your homo association.
He doesn't. He's got a zero turn.
Right. Oh, fucking. I give zero shits. But, like, you've got your you got the homeowners association, right?
Yeah.
You got somebody to call.
Yeah.
The homeowners association we were. The cops.
Bitch.
We could call the cops.
Anyway. We went to the grocery one time.
You got a stinky Bill who's just going to stroll up here and be like.
I teased you about your idea for
individually
wrapped guacamole called Avogadigo.
Avogadigo! Wow! Dog on a skateboard. Fucking fuck you, man. You guys,
it's funny.
All like, I got that from that David Cross thing. He's like, it's not your grandma's eggs. Wow! Like, yeah, dude, fucking.
And.
Avogadigo, dog on a skateboard.
I made like one joke teasingly about. It too.
You made one joke. Emily fucking started like getting mad because I would not let it go.
Anyway, so what did we see?
Individually wrapped guacamole at a Kroger called Holy Guacamole. Better name than mine. 100%.
And you shut down.
I was furious.
You yelled, fuck you. That was my idea. In the middle of Kroger.
I was so mad.
And then just shut down and said nothing to me. Like
that
the rest
the
of the time.
Only time like, hey, in my
man,
life that.
What if farts is funny, right?
And that is
just,
the
you
only.
Said, you were just like, shut the fuck down.
It's
nothing.
The only time in my life I've ever known what it felt like to be Nikola Tesla.
It's one of the handful of times I've ever seen you like legitimately mad.
In that moment, holy guacamole was my Edison. Like that's I was so upset. Can my Edison
Holy guacamole was your Westinghouse?
Can that's my Edison be the name of the episode, please? That was my Edison. Yeah, I saw that and I was like,
holy guacamole is my Edison.
I was like, oh, would you fucking look at that? Like I was fucking furious. It was a great idea. Little go-gurt things full of individually servings of guacamole. I know the listeners are tired of hearing me say it, but it was a good idea. Fuck you guys. Whatever what I'm saying, guys.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
What I'm
you.
Saying out there
fuck
is
y'all.
Follow your dreams.
Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all.
Fuck y'all.
I got so much goddamn weight on my shoulders and I just want to live my motherfucking life. Cat Williams of music.
Favorite Halloween candy. Go. The one you see in there and you're like, fuck yes.
What makes it Halloween candy?
Okay, well, a candy you'd get trick-or-treating, like little individually fun stuff. The one that when you dip your fucking bowl over on the floor after your dad shovels it around with his dick checking for razor blades. The one, is that not what your dad did?
Sure.
He would lay it out, all the candy, and he'd pull it down his pants and he'd roll over with it. And he's like, oh, no cuts. Dig in, kids. Your dad didn't do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's normal.
Well, my dad was a naked man for Halloween, so it's fine.
My dad was a rapist for Halloween.
That was his 9 to 5. So Butterfinger. That's mine.
Oh my god, I'm going as a John Molester for Halloween.
Don't.
That's funny. That's funny.
Don't.
All right.
Don't do that. Because people are like, why are you dressed like you're just dressed like a dad?
Why are you dressed like you're normally dressed?
Yeah, why are you dressed? They'll just be like, your shirt's a little tighter and your mustache is a little more cleaned up. You a chimo for Halloween?
You a chimo.
You a chimo? I'd never heard that until I moved here.
Really?
And I remember Jason Lee was like, yeah, I think that guy down there is a real chimo. And I was like, what the fuck is it? And then he told me, he's like, oh, it's shorthand for a molester of children. Okay, that's fun.
I.e. a cool guy.
No.
There's no chomos here, though.
You don't know that?
Yeah. There's no registered chomos.
You're too close to a school for there.
I'm literally down the street from a school.
I know. I literally jack off in your yard.
I fucked a pile of dirt in your yard.
I've been fucking jacking off into your gutter.
I've been fucking your yard for years.
Dude, your front yard's real green because of all my spunk. Such a gross word for cum.
Spunk.
I do something that no one I care about can listen to. Like, I realize that. Like, I'm sitting here talking about eating my own shit and jacking off in the yard and how my father, the one whose dick from whence I came, would roll around on my Halloween candy checking for wiener cuts. And when it came out uncut, hey, Patrick, dig in.
I got to have like a three.
Dig in on this candy. I just rubbed my dick all over. What is happening?
I got to have a three.
What is that?
Hmm?
What is that?
What's on the Bristol Stool Chart.
You have to shit right now?
Yeah, it's going to be a three.
You can hold it for 10 more minutes.
All right, 10 minutes.
You can hold it for 10 more minutes.
10
Nick,
minutes.
It's Halloween show.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Favorite Halloween movie, not the series Halloween, but if that's one of your favorites, that can be your favorites.
Sure.
A movie you always watch on Halloween.
The Halloween Tree.
Okay.
By Ray Bradbury.
The movie?
Yeah.
It's a book.
It's a book and a film.
They've never done that before.
Huh?
They've never made a movie out of a book. They're not allowed to do
it. Are you saying that I think it's a movie, but I'm wrong?
No. I'm saying if you think it's a book and it's wrong. They don't make books out of movies. That's why there's books in
it's
movies.
It's a children's book. There's more details in the movie than there is in the book.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make it usually worse?
Kind of. It's the book is a lot darker.
Black people?
Yeah.
Feeling, yeah. Black people.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking go with Shaun of the Dead.
The worst. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Dude, wearing headphones makes my ears all waxed.
I love black persons. Some of them.
You love them halfway more than you used to. That's inside baseball! That's inside baseball! Yeah, I jacked off to a black girl once. I wish that was true. It's not. You I said it for a joke. No, I've never jacked off to a black girl before.
You ever had sex with a black girl?
No.
I'm missing out.
I don't think I am. You only know a little bit about that. Inside baseball!
Inside baseball!
Fucking
home run! Home run!
I picture Wes is going to be sitting at his station and be like, fucking, no, they got a feed update. Who are these motherfuckers? And then he's going to text me. I'm not going
to answer. No, keep doing it.
He's
doing
like,
it.
Who are these
keep
motherfuckers?
Keep doing it. Wes's internal monologue.
Who are these motherfuckers? Fuckers recorded without me. Did they? Another one, dude. I probably something wrong with the feed. I'm going to text Pat.
I think I'm going to go get some Chinese food.
I think I'm going to call Patrick.
Last time I had Chinese food, that was the best
fucking... That motherfucker don't answer his phone!
That was the best goddamn seller you ever had in my fucking life.
Are you ready for Kenny's inner monologue?
Oh my God, this fucking... Man, that fucking rice.
No.
Oh my God, it's fucking amazing. Good God.
People who don't know Wes don't think this is nearly as funny as I do.
He is the happiest, most positive person I've ever met in my entire life, and I fucking... I look up to that guy. I admire him. He's so fucking happy.
There's certain people like who I look at.
He's unrelentingly positive. He's aggressive.
That's the best way to put it.
He is aggressively positive.
He is relentless in how positive
he's relentlessly
he is.
Positive. He's relentlessly aggressively positive.
He needs no motivation to want to do anything. Meaning No.
He needs no motivation to want to do everything.
That's a very good point. Yeah, what are you doing? I fucking ran 20 miles today, bro. Like, why?
No big deal.
Ask Wes why he does something. He can't tell you.
You ever eaten bread?
He hasn't thought it past, I have to do this, and then it gets done. He's never thought about why.
I had the best fucking, oh my God, it's the best fucking piece of bread that's ever been made in my entire life.
In the history of fucking bread, bro, this was the best bread I've ever fucking had. I wanted to fuck it and then eat it and then shit it out just so I could fuck it again and eat it again, man.
God, I love that guy.
Oh, I do too. But like, he's one of those guys where like, most of my friends, you, fucking Brad, Kenny, I don't need to know what they're thinking because I can kind of figure it out just by looking at them or gauging the situation around us. You know
yeah, but
I mean?
I'm moody. That guy is like aggressively positive.
No, with you, I think sometimes...
Can I be the name of the episode?
When I see aggressively positive? Yeah, sure. So when I think about you sitting in a room and watching bad things unfold, I know that you're looking at me going like, he's either going to address this or say nothing. And then be like, are you believing this shit? And then I look at you and I'm going like, he's mad about it. He's happy about it. He's sad that it's happening, but he's glad he's here for it. Like, that's what I think when I look at you. Like, if we were watching some kid get his ass whipped, you'd be like, man, that kid's getting his ass whipped. But he probably did something wrong. But he shouldn't be getting beat up nearly as bad as he is. But that other person definitely shouldn't have let him say that. Whereas I'm just kind of going like, I hope no one dies.
Yeah, I make a lot of concessions.
Yeah, you have the argument with yourself.
I feel like a lot of times.
And then when I ask you how you feel, you just do this.
It's okay.
Like, you just do that. It's like, I don't know, man.
I feel like I'm a mix of, you know, Rob Lowe's character from Parks and Rec?
Yeah, 100%.
I feel like I'm a mix of Rob Lowe's character and, what's his name, Ben? He's
Ben
got
what?
Rachel Maddow hair.
Ben from Parks and Rec.
Yeah. I feel like I'm a mix of him and Rob Lowe's character. Like, I'm positive. Like, 90% of the time, I'm super positive.
Right.
I always call people by their first and last names at work because I think it's funny to me. I do it all the time. No one has ever addressed it. I do it constantly because
power move.
To me, I think it's funny. I know. Is it weird?
I've been answering the phone.
Hey, Rob Johnson, how's it going? This made up name. It's a made up name.
Okay.
I'll be like, hey, Rob Johnson, how are you? I don't know. It just makes me laugh. Anyway.
I'm a mixture of Batman, Bart Simpson, and Zach Morris.
Yeah.
They had this thing on Instagram a couple weeks ago. It was like three fictional characters. And I posted that and like three or four people were like, yeah.
The only thing is,
at least you think that's what you do.
Like 90% of the time, I'm Rob Lowe's character. And like 10% of the time, I'm like suicidally depressed.
You're fucking Rob Lowe and Eeyore.
I can't help it, man. It's just my fucking, I've got a shitty brain.
I look around.
I've got bad genetics.
I look around in situations like, how can I make this worse or way better for everybody? I don't find a way to.
Way worse.
I don't ever think about this. Like, how can I make this tolerable? I go, how can I make this the worst day of our lives? Or how can I make this the best day of our lives? And sometimes the answer to that, it's the same one. It's all how you interpret it. Like, we were sitting there at dinner the other night, and we thought about how funny it would be if our female boss walked up and we called her Leathercock. Like, if it is an old Leathercock for no reason. That's either going to be the best thing in the world where she laughs and we all have a good time, or it's the worst thing in the world and I go to work on Monday and I'm fired. Like, so just roll the dice, man. That's how you should live your life, people.
Try roll them.
If you can find something, if like someone's like, I don't know how to react right now, try to find your action. Your next action should be the worst thing and the best thing. Go with that. Cover both bases. Don't live in the gray. Stop living in the gray.
I love when people talk shit to me.
What do you mean?
I don't know. If somebody called me, like, if I walked up and somebody was like, it's old Leathercock, especially if it was in front of a group of people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I would lose my fucking shit.
What do you mean? You start laughing?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant like, you'd get like really upset.
No, I would be in fucking tears.
I was at a hockey game one time and somebody got really aggressive with me. Like, for no, I bumped into him on accident. I was like, oh, man, my bad. And he goes, yeah, fucking watch it. And I went, or what? And I just went, or what? Nothing.
Oh my God.
No idea what to say to that.
If somebody said that to me, I think I would be on the floor laughing.
Oh, I bumped into
him. What are you in a fucking like 80s fucking movie?
Yeah, I bumped into him. That's hilarious. I was like, yeah, watch it. And I just went, or what? And I think I made this face too. Genuine, just like, what's going to happen?
I think my response would be like, why don't you watch it, buddy?
And then he was,
but as a joke.
And then he was just kind of, he's like, yeah, he's like, whatever, man, fuck you. And then I was just kind of, and then as he's walking,
you're bad at personal space.
But then as he walked away, I was like, if you were going to do anything, you'd have already done it, pussy. like, I don't mean, I do mean to be this confrontational am sometimes,
you do.
But when something like, I accidentally bumped into a guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you better be. Flipped immediately because you did not have to act like that. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. This is a confined space.
I'm
going to
start saying or what to everything.
I do it to Emily. She gets fucking furious. Like, she'll be.
Or what?
Like, she was in the bathroom. Fucking, I guess, in retrospect, I should not have been doing it. She was like, I'm not admitting I'm wrong.
I know you're not.
I'm just saying I shouldn't have been doing it. She was like putting on eyeliner like this. Is this how you put eyeliner on? I don't know. All you girls out there. However you do it. And then she's like opening her eye like this. And then doing a thing like this, Nick. So she's like kind of almost touching her eye. And I kept turning the light off and on. So she could have slipped up and like stabbed her own eyeball out. I know that. I shouldn't have been doing that. But she's like, would you fucking stop or what? I'm 31 years old. We've been together 15 fucking years. She's doing things to her ocular orb, and I'm yelling, or what? We're in the car. Patrick, please stop humming. Or what? Patrick, stop trying to smack things out of my hand. Or what? Like, I do it to my mom. I went to tell my mom the other day. She's like, Patrick, stop blowing bubbles in your drink. Or what? And then she goes, I don't know. Maybe she'll come over and fill it up faster. Or maybe she won't. Stop acting like a child. Or what? Like, that's, I don't know any better, man. I'm fucking losing my fucking mind. I did it at work.
You're a crazy person.
Patrick, make sure you log out of your phone. Or what? To my boss.
Oh, my like, God.
To my boss.
Oh, my God.
Like, not even looking around, not even looking back at her. She's just like, make sure you log out of your phone this weekend. Or what?
Can we talk about the thing you said no to recently? What? Or can we not talk about it?
What are you talking about? Yeah, we talk
that's
about.
On the same page as this what? Shit.
Oh, me turning down that job offer
because yes, of this? Because she was late.
Yeah, she was late
with the offer.
Yeah,
even though she met your demand.
No, she didn't.
Let's just say that.
No. She called me late and offered me less money. And, I got offered a job that I didn't necessarily want, but the pay could have. I was the only person in the running for the job. It was a job that I'd done before that I would have fucking killed at.
And what were your terms?
My terms were, I told her in the interview, I don't necessarily want to take this job.
If you offer me X amount of money.
No, I said, if you offer me X amount of money and I want in writing, part of my contract is I do not have to work Christmas Eve, the day after Thanksgiving. I don't have to work Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, or Christmas Eve.
And I want a response by.
And I said, I want normal bank holiday. I want the normal bank holidays off, i.e. if a bank is closed. I said I want the normal holidays off, 4th of July, that kind of stuff.
We're working today.
And then I was just kind of like, and I was like, and also.
Except for MLK Day, because I'm a racist. we're working today.
James are right day.
Working.
And then I was just, you know, I had other demands that were completely, that were already in there, but I
and
reiterated.
And you requested it by Friday.
And she was just, no, she told me, this was the conversation we had. She goes, well, I want to make sure you're committed to the job. And I just kind of said, I'm not committing to anything until I get in writing that we can do this. We're on the same page of what you guys expect from me, what I expect from you. So we can start on the same page. Cause that's my problem with these kinds of jobs is sometimes things get added, things get taken away. I just want to know that if I leave this secure job, that if I take this new job that we both know I'm good at, that I'm the only other person, that I'm the only person you're considering, that this benefits both parties. And the only way I see that it can benefit both parties is if we can meet on these terms. And I sent him to her.
Okay. But the significant part is you asked for X amount of money mm-hmm. and you said, I need an answer by Friday.
No. She told me, okay, call me back on Thursday. So I called her back on Thursday and I said, are we good? She goes, everything looks to be fine. I was like, I'm going to need that in writing. I won't take the job unless I have it in writing. Some kind of contract you need to send to me.
Okay.
I'll send back.
So in my head, the story goes, you said, I want X amount of money and I want a fucking answer by Friday. She called you on Monday. And
no, she called me on Monday and
she offered
I knew the money that I suggested.
A tiny amount less.
And it was what I knew I was going to get.
And she said, are you going to take it? And you said, I would have on Friday.
Yeah, I did.
It's that. Monday. And she said, are you serious? You're not going to take this?
Yeah.
And I told her, you'll never know.
Yeah. That's what I did. I did that.
That's how it went in my head.
No, that's how it went is she did call
you,
in.
You pulled out your dick and you slapped it on the table and you went, did you hear that? That's my cock.
No, what happened
and it's
is
fucking swinging.
I called her on Thursday,
and you just hung up the phone.
I called her on Thursday, and she said everything should.
You were on a landline, and you slammed the phone down.
She called me on Thursday and said everything looks to be a go. So can we go ahead and start moving forward with the hiring process? Get you those plane tickets to get you out of training.
And you just yelled.
And I told
nope.
her, until I get it in writing, I'm not committing to anything. I was like, because if I tell you yes, you send me plane tickets, and I don't get on that plane, I'm an asshole. I was like, I'm not, and that's not how I work. I was like. If you can, I was like, I need to know that I want in writing all this is good to go. And I'm on that plane Monday morning.
That's fair.
And so she calls me. She's like, well, when can you talk tomorrow? And I was like, I will be free to talk for about 90 minutes tomorrow at 10:30. So at 10:30, I left my desk and I went down to the cafeteria and I hung out to about 11 and she didn't answer. She didn't call me. So I was like, all right, cool. So I met up with Kenny and those guys and went to lunch. No phone call that entire day. She calls me back on Monday, and she went, here's what we can do. She offered me a little bit less of what I asked for, but what I knew that I was going to get anyway, but I just asked for more so they couldn't fucking like cut me out. And they were able to meet half of my demands. Three-fourths of the demands I had, or three-fourths of the things we discussed. And she asked me, are you interested in taking it? And I went, I might have been on Friday. And she went, I don't understand. I was like, well, it's Monday. And you said you were going to call me at 10:30. So if you can't call me to tell me what you're telling me now, 2 days ago, how can I guarantee that you're going to come through on anything moving forward? And then she was just kind of like, so you would have taken the job on Friday? And I went, you'll never know. I know what I'm worth. I know it's like to get me to go back to that kind of job, it's going to take that because that's the only way it benefits.
Such a badass.
No, I will not accept mediocrity. I'm done taking sidesteps.
Let me suck your dick right now.
No.
Please.
Don't take sidesteps, everybody.
Give me that dick.
Don't just get older, Nick. Move forward.
I've been.
Put a helmet on, guys. We're dropping fucking knowledge. Bang, 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 bang. These are knowledge bullets, man. This is fucking motivational shit. It doesn't have to suck. If you don't like your job, find other ones. That's what I'm doing. I'm not really big on this job, so I'm trying to find other ones. I'm not going to quit.
I love my job.
Well, you guys won't hire me, so eat a balls.
Don't let my boss fucking find out that, though.
That you don't.
Glad he doesn't listen.
We don't know that he doesn't. If you want to follow us at TB Cool
Podcast,
if you
want to fuck,
Twitter,
come and fuck us.
Spread this around like the venereal disease Joe wants it to be. Throw it in your fucking friend's ears. Throw it on in the car. And then when you're laughing, like, what's so funny? You'd be like, oh, you want to hear some grown men talk about eating poop and yelling at their girlfriends?
Oh, we're going to give you oral AIDS.
Oh, you were going to fuck cut your ears off. You've got HIV. I don't know anything about where diseases go. Can you get AIDS in a specific part of your body?
Nope.
Just kidding.
Nope.
Just kidding.
Yeah,
I knew that.
Your blood.
Ew.
Yeah.
Get all your blood out. Get new blood.
Get new blood, dummy.
Wait, hold on. Is this a dumb question?
Nope.
Doesn't a blood transfusion get rid of your blood?
Yes.
So why don't you just get new non-AIDS blood?
Well, because you need new bone marrow.
So AIDS not only affects your blood, it affects your bones? This is a real soda pipe kind of conversation I feel like we're having right now.
I'm pretty sure that your blood is made by your bone marrow.
Can I get new bones?
Marrow.
Can I get new bones?
In theory?
Bone Camaro.
In theory, you
That's what I call
everything.
My ghost car.
Bone Camaro.
The Bone Camaro.
The Bone Camaro. Are you in a fucking rockabilly band? Are you a Tiger Army?
No, I haven't fucking slept. No, I'm not a fat girl. Oh, man, did I piss...
You were the first.
Did I piss some people off with that shit?
Yeah, 90% of our listeners.
Oh, God, when I called Tiger Army fat girl music, holy fuck.
I like Tiger Army.
Yeah, well...
I'm a fat girl. Fat. Well, you guys don't know this.
Nick's a fat little
fat girl.
All right, everybody, we're done. I got shit I got to do. Nick's got to take a big fucking
Born ugly,
shit.
Born ugly, raised stupid.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Until next week, we'll be taking bubbles out of their pants, bubble baths with their pants on. Thank you so much. Love you guys. Wes and King will be back soon. Bye.